attack, which took place last year, was a South Korean defense data center, with hackers able to access thousands of military documents. Reportedly, included in those documents, something called Operation 5015, the blueprint for a U.S.-South Korean military operation against North Korea, with details of a decapitation strike targeting Kim Jong-un. North Korea has not admitted to the hack, but is known to have a massive hacking operation in place.
Police say a man who broke into a Target store near Atlanta claims he did it to brush up on his ninja skills. Police in suburban Dunwoody say they found the 25-year-old near the scene of the break-in. Officers say he told them he was reading a Japanese comic book series that was teaching him how to get in and out of buildings like a ninja. He's charged with first-degree burglary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
From Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
This isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
You're awfully small anymore.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon says he's going after Republican senators in their primaries. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Bannon is back running Breitbart News since being forced out of the White House as President Trump's chief strategist earlier this year. Bannon said on Monday that he and his far-right website will support primary challengers to every GOP senator except Ted Cruz of Texas. Bannon told Fox News host Sean Hannity he's going to launch a war against Republicans who aren't loyal to Trump. Bannon's hit list includes Republican senators who have supported Trump and his agenda, including Orrin Hatch of Utah, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, John Barrasso of Wyoming, and Deb Fischer of Nebraska.
A war of words taking place between the First Lady and one of the president's ex-wives. Correspondent Chris Barnes has this report.
First Lady Melania Trump's office dismissing recent comments from President Trump's first wife, Ivana, who on ABC's Good Morning America, while promoting her new book, was talking about her access to the White House and at one point called herself the real First Lady. A spokeswoman for the real First Lady, First Lady Melania Trump, calling the comments, quote, attention-seeking and self-serving noise. Stephanie Grisham also telling Fox News the real First Lady is busy helping children and not out trying to sell books. I'm Chris Barnes.
A Utah hospital looking for a way to do a simple blood test to screen patients for breast cancer. Intermountain Medical Center says it's doing a 3-year study. They hope they can detect the DNA from tumors in blood samples. USA Radio News.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! Today we're going to talk about how we're hurting our nation and our military by being jerks. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thanks for joining us. Joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is co-host Air Force vet Josh Lang. What's up, Josh?
Well, last weekend made house move number 16 for me since college, Colonel. So goes life in the military and radio. So this weekend, I've put myself on orders for R&R. So what does that entail? Academy football, of course. I'll be reporting back in the Air Force and Navy game with you and Quentin next weekend.
Hey, good to hear, Josh. Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby reports that he'll be back for duty next week. And Marine Vet Skip Coriel is here looking strong and military. What's going on, Marine?
Well, Colonel, I've recently begun an all-out war effort. You know, and I probably should have gotten you involved in this before I went to war because you are a former war planner. But Bambi is kicking my butt right now, so maybe we could talk about strategy and tactics after the show.
Okay, so right now it's Bambi 1, Skip 0?
Skip, zip, zero, zilch, nada. Yeah, apparently deer are smarter than the Marine Corps.
Well, one thing's for sure, stay tuned. Things can change.
Yeah, I might call in an airstrike.
Ooh, that's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. We're proud to have the Eisenhower Center and After the Impact as sponsors. They do wonderful things for people with traumatic brain injury, specifically military veterans, professional athletes, and first responders. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com. Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comment by the Colonel, I'm going to stand up for the NFL players' right to protest during our national anthem and our right to call them and their team owners and the NFL's jerks for insulting our nation and our veterans and to help them go broke. Lieutenant Colonel Bradley Farrar is a JAG and a Marine reservist who serves regularly overseas. He's also an author. We're going to talk about how it's hurting our nation and our military as our nation pulls away from God. You're going to find this interesting and I think challenging. Then we're going to meet Dr. Ed Tick. He's been treating hurting troops for decades. He's taking a group to Vietnam in November. We're going to discuss this amazing trip. Next, Blaine Hayden will discuss the U.S. spymaster during the Korean War. He's put it in a book, The King of Spies. And, of course, we'll cover last week's Service Academy football games.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. And then also go on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. Now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom. First, the news. Lead out, Josh.
The Ken Burns documentary on the Vietnam War is out and quite a production. Burns has the ability to make almost any subject entertaining and watchable, and this is no exception. He focuses mostly on the common soldier and seems to be showing what life was like for some soldiers, recognizing that every soldier's story is somewhat different. He does present material and information that was probably not known to many people, including the troops who fought there. It is an amazing document.
Most of the Vietnam veterans I've been in contact with are very disappointed with what they've seen. While much of the documentary is accurate, the perspective is the anti-American view of the media of that day. Next week, we're going to have a more detailed critique of this documentary. I have no recommendation about you watching it or not.
Not having yet seen this Ken Burns series, I'll withhold comment. To date, I've definitely been a Ken Burns fan, but I'm an even bigger fan of our Vietnam veteran host, Colonel Denny Gillum. You want the first-hand Vietnam experience report? Just ask the guy sitting next to me who did two tours there. If you have any questions about Vietnam, you know who to call. On Friday, the Associated Press reported that deserter-turned-POW-turned-court-martial subject U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is expected to plead guilty later this month to avoid having to go to trial for his offenses of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, according to two unnamed sources. Bergdahl faces up to 5 years in prison on the desertion charge and a life sentence for misbehavior. Bergdahl requested a pardon from President Obama in December before he left office. Obama did not grant the request. Fox News reported that some of Bergdahl's fellow soldiers want him held responsible for any harm suffered by those who went looking for him. The judge ruled a Navy SEAL and an Army National Guard sergeant wouldn't have found themselves in separate firefights if they hadn't been searching for Bergdahl. The U.S. troops who were seriously wounded during their searches for Bergdahl in Afghanistan were expected to testify. During the presidential campaign, Donald Trump called Bergdahl a, quote, dirty, rotten traitor, end quote, during a town hall in August 2015. Trump also tweeted in 2015 that Bergdahl should face the death penalty. West Point graduate Second Lieutenant Spencer Rapone, now assigned to the U.S. Army's 10th Mountain Division, called Secretary of Defense James Mattis the most, quote, evil, vile, and a four-letter word beginning with F, end quote, in the entire Trump administration. After reports emerged tying Rapone to the Twitter account, West Point issued a statement distancing itself from Rapone's tweets, which included calling for political violence against the right, referring to President Trump as a fascist, and openly promoting communism while in uniform. Rapone also attacked Vice President Pence in a tweet from August, saying, "Holy, a four-letter word beginning with S, what world do these people live in? Mediocre and conservative? Pence is a four-letter word beginning with F, medieval, cold-blooded killer," end quote. However, they are concerned that Rapone posted a picture posing with a sign reading, "Communism will win," and posting pro-Colin Kaepernick messages on social media. In another photo, he is seen making a fist with one hand as he holds a cap with a sign inside that reads, "Communism will win." Rapone tweeted the photo Sunday and captioned it with, hashtag veterans for Kaepernick. Army officials condemned Rapone and said an investigation was opened after his pro-Kaepernick and pro-communist photo drew social media attention, according to reporting by the New York Post. An Army statement read, quote, "The U.S. Military Academy strives to develop leaders who internalize the Academy's motto of duty, honor, country, and who live the Army values. Second Lieutenant Rapone's actions in no way reflect the values of the U.S. Military Academy or the U.S. Army," end quote. Rapone apparently embraced the outrage, sharing the photo of himself wearing a Che Guevara t-shirt underneath his West Point uniform. We're told that his faculty advisor has been placed on administrative leave.
This jerk is enjoying his publicity and apparently is counting on getting an early discharge from the Army after getting a free top-notch education. Well, I hope he gets it, after a court-martial and some prison time and receiving a dishonorable discharge. Two big questions. What's going on at West Point? How is it this attitude was not detected and dealt with by both his peers and the faculty and staff? This would have never been allowed to happen when I was there. Why was he allowed to graduate? His attitudes are totally contrary to both the culture and the legal requirements of members of our military. And two, what's going on with our Army? If one of my lieutenants had acted like this, he would have been under charges before he could blink.
The System of Cooperation of American Air Forces, which includes our Air Force, has canceled a training exercise set to start late last month due to the ongoing humanitarian operations resulting from hurricanes in the Caribbean and the devastating earthquakes in Mexico. The Air Force was scheduled to send two C-130 Hercules from the Texas and California Air National Guard to participate in the organization's Cooperacion V exercise in Chile, focusing on combat search and rescue and humanitarian assistance and disaster relief operations. The 20-member international coalition began hosting exercises in 2010 after the Chilean earthquake. The organization has been around in some form since the 1960s, according to the Air Force. The alliance also includes Venezuela, which recently has been embroiled in a war of words, and now U.S. sanctions. When asked, we were told that the U.S. does not conduct any military training with Venezuela.
And that's the news. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and then we'll talk with Colonel Bradley Farah about how we're hurting our nation and our military. At ease, troops, take a break. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. I want to share about an incredible program available for our veterans across America who are suffering from PTS and traumatic brain injury. It's called After the Impact, and it serves our veterans and NFL football players. You know, it all started at the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is now expanded to a new facility in Jacksonville, Florida. After the Impact provides real treatment and healing in a transitional residential setting. See more about their facilities for veterans and players at EisenhowerCenter.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. A loyal dog can be a useful force multiplier when it comes to home defense. They have keen hearing and sense of smell and will likely sense danger before their human counterparts. A large, obedient, and well-trained dog can deter and even delay an attacker, giving you time to get to your gun. Even a small dog will provide advanced warning and possibly save the lives of yourselves and the ones you love. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.